Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Carter. Welcome to the last day of Cracking the Habit Code, 21 days to keeping your resolutions. I am so excited that you have made it to the last day. I'm excited that personally I've made it to the last day. All right. So today is all about doubling down, people. This is not the day to stop doing what you've been doing for the last 21 days. You have worked really hard to get here. And I think it's really in order to give yourself a giant congratulations and yay me and maybe a little victory dance. And today we're going to talk about why to double down. So this is really a day about where to go from here now that you have completed, the Cracking the Habit Code course. I'm really happy for all of you. And like I said, I'm really happy for myself as well that this is it. I've realized as I've been doing this that this is a lot to pack into 21 days. And I am so impressed by the first group of people that have been through this. You've been an amazing group that has done really well. So your momentum is really quite inspiring. Okay, where do we go from here? We're going to talk today about the five R's of keeping your resolutions. Isn't that cute? Reevaluate, remember, revise, rededicate, and restart. So five things, one for each finger. We're going to talk about them individually today. The main message that I want you to get today, though, is not to relax now. Don't give yourself permission to ease up. This is the most important part for you to double down on your resolution. So when we look at the research on New Year's resolutions, I've mentioned yesterday that John Norcross has been doing research on change and New Year's resolutions in particular for the last 30 years. And he finds that people who make it through January still committed to their resolution tend to be much more likely to make it through the whole year. So even if you're not taking this class in January, or it wasn't really a New Year's resolution for you, just think about that first 30 days. So you're 21 in, and the next week is actually really important for you to just double down and recommit yourself to that your goals and your resolution. So I have a quotation here from John Norcross that I think is something that is helpful to keep in mind. He says that many failures do not result from a sudden volcanic eruption of a relapse. Rather, it's frequently a gradual, almost imperceptible drift away. Failure announces its arrival with a soft whisper. I know most of us can really relate to this in that it's just much easier to just, you know, skip one day and then skip 2 days and then skip 3 days and suddenly you've lost a lot of ground. So if you're finding that you're struggling with slip-ups and relapses, go back and listen to yesterday's class because that's where I address that more in a lot more depth. From here, it's what do we do on the last day? So what I want you to do continually is to kind of put these five R's into your memory bank. So reevaluate. Look back through your worksheets and remember what worked for you. Okay, so I want you to be in a kind of a weekly habit of reevaluation. How are you doing? Look at your worksheets. Look at the however it is you're tracking or measuring your resolution or your progress towards your goal. And really look at what has worked for you. What strategies work? Where are your bright spots? What can you replicate? What do you want to make sure that you don't lose? It's really important to look at what works for you as well as what hasn't been working for you. Both things are really important. But by remembering what's been working, even if overall you feel like you're not quite there yet, it hasn't really happened for you, certainly there's something in here that's worked for you. If nothing has, then look at what's worked for somebody else who has the same resolution. Okay, the third thing is to revise. So this is just about changing what hasn't worked for you. And I think of all of these things as iterative. We're going to constantly be making little tweaks and changes until we get the resolution right. We want to reschedule what feels overwhelming. So what I mean is, I've seen in the first very large group of people to take this class, There's a common theme, or a common error, I should say. Many of you feel overwhelmed because you've taken on too much. You've missed that first day of just picking one thing, and you've got quite a laundry list of things, and you're calling them tiny habits, and they're not. You know, a tiny habit is flossing three teeth, not eating sugar. You know, or some of the things I'm seeing in the classroom page that you're calling tiny habits are certainly not. They're really major life changes, and so it's no wonder that you feel overwhelmed. So when I say reschedule what feels overwhelming, what I mean is pick one thing that you're focusing on right now, and know that as soon as that's a habit, you're going to do that next thing. So maybe you want to meditate, get in the habit of meditating and exercising and eating mindfully and all those, you know, and a long list of things. Decide what you're going to focus on first now, maybe right now for the next 21 days. And I think 21 days is a terrific chunk. You're going to focus on getting into that meditation habit. And then the next time you're going to focus on the exercise. Or whatever order you want to do it in is fine, but just make sure that you've picked one major change that you're working on. And by the way, this is still my biggest weakness too. It is so hard for me to say, all right, well, I'm just going to get in the habit of washing my face at night, and that's all I'm going to work on right now, when there's so many other things that I want to do. So I think it's probably pretty common among people who are inclined to take this class to want to take on everything at once. But be assured that I'm not just giving you this advice because it works for me. There is a lot of science behind this that, you know, we're going to ultimately be much more successful. Okay, what we want to do is build on our strengths. So part of the revision process for many of you is going to be to keep expanding towards your ideal habit. If you have been very good about just taking little turtle steps or little tiny habits towards your baseline goal or your ideal goal, you can keep expanding when you're successful. So maybe the first week all you did was put your exercise clothes on, and the second week you walked for 5 minutes. Maybe you know that's feeling habitual to you, and you want to walk for 10 minutes now every day. I want everybody to remember that even small, slow changes, even just one teeny tiny change a month, can transform you into a radically different person within a year. One tiny change once a month can be 12 changes in a year. And we often forget, we live in a society which is all about instant gratification. And unfortunately, we human beings did not evolve to make changes instantly. We evolved to have habits and to make slow changes. So we have to honor our biology. Okay, the next step is to rededicate. This is a really important process. You could also call it recommitment. So you just want to note how committed you are to your goals and resolutions, what you're getting out of doing them, how you're benefiting already. And the point of this is in part to gain confidence in your ability to change and to feel that you are already benefiting, even if you're not exercising for a half an hour a day. Maybe you are only exercising for 5 minutes at this point, but you're certainly benefiting from it. So really note that you've started making a new habit and you're committed to your goals and your resolutions. And then the last one is the most fun in some ways, and that's restart. So I think that this is the ultimate goal for most of us, to have this be an engine that keeps running. So once your resolution feels automatic, once you've switched it onto autopilot, you can take on something new. Now, here's a tip about knowing when to restart or when a resolution feels automatic. It's automatic when you don't do it and you start craving it. Right? So you don't get up and exercise and all morning it feels like you don't have your seatbelt on in the car, right? You know that feeling hopefully all of us are in the habit of wearing our seatbelts in the car, and occasionally something will in her seat and I won't put my seatbelt on. And it's a funny feeling inside, right? Like there's a little part of my brain that's like, put your seatbelt on, put your seatbelt on, put your seatbelt on, put your seatbelt on. And that's what happens when you get into a habit. It feels funny not to do it. So once your resolution feels automatic, you're ready to restart and take on something new. So think, did you need to reschedule a resolution 21 days ago? Was there a pileup of things you'd like to do? Now is the time to take it on. And think of this as a cycle of renewal. Think of your life in seasons, right? A tree is continually renewing itself. So as human beings, we know that our brains are much more plastic all the way through until the day we die. And that's a wonderful thing, right? So think of yourself like a tree that, you know, each year you're going to grow a little taller, a little broader. All right, we are winding down here. I don't want to end without saying that I'd really love your feedback in this. So what worked for you? What didn't? What do you need help with still? You can go ahead and leave your comments on the classroom pages and or in the Facebook circle, or you can send us an email at admin@christinecarter.com. All right, everybody. This is it. The last slide on the last day. Congratulations again. I think it's really important to give yourself a big old high five. I want you to stay in touch with this community and with your cabinet. So reach out for help if you need it. This is not the end for you. This is really the beginning of doing this more on your own. You have the tools now to crack the habit code. I encourage you to revisit these tools as frequently as you need to. And finally, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for taking this journey with me. It has been so fun for me to create this class. I love this material. I hope you know that by now. And it's fun for me to share, but it's also been incredibly rewarding for me to interact with all of you taking this class and to see how much you enrich this process and this material. So take care, everyone, and stay in touch.